Hey everyone, how is it going? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Kicking off the video real quick with a super brief announcement. I will be speaking at the NAC3 conference in New York on Saturday, February 24th. If you'd like to join me for that, it's a pretty relaxed conference. It's great for beginners, intermediates in the space that are looking to build up some knowledge in the space, as well as maybe make some more connections. If you're local to New York City or to the East Coast, would love to see you there. I have a discount code to that. It's CryptoBobby15 if you'd like to join me for that. The first event in Vegas was a ton of fun. Got to meet a lot of people that watch the channel as well as got to hang out with David Hay and a couple other people in the space. So if you'd like to join for that, the NAC3 conference, Saturday, February 24th, the discount code is CryptoBobby15. Would love to see you there. But let's hop into the bulk of the discussion today. And kicking it off, looking at the Google Trends, this is something that I've seen a lot of people circulating around recently, and it's a very interesting discussion point. And people are talking about this. You know, we've had a rough go of it in crypto over the month of January. Let's be pretty honest. For the most part, since maybe the second week of January, not that much has gone well for the crypto world. Most cryptocurrencies are down between 30 and 60% from their all-time highs. Most have gotten their butts kicked. Bitcoin is down 50% literally on the dot right now from its all-time high. And I've started to see this get circulated around, and it's the Google Trends graph. And with Google Trends, I'm not exactly sure of the algorithm behind it, but talking about the worldwide trend analysis for the past 12 months. And interestingly enough, when you look at it, the trend, at least the search trend of Bitcoin, really peaked at its 100% or the high limit at 100% between December 17th and December 23rd. It was at 100 there in terms of the Google Trend ranking. Now, where we're at right now is we're at 31. So it's about down 69% or so in the past month and a half. Now, you might be thinking, okay, well, Bitcoin's down, but what about crypto in general? Because there's more to cryptocurrency, there's more to crypto investing than just something like Bitcoin. And if you flip that over to the crypto search, you can see that crypto itself, that peaked during the top of the alt run, where all these altcoins were skying through the roof and going up 3, 4, 5x, and then had these massive 50, 60% pullbacks since then. So crypto itself peaked between the week of January 7th and January 13th at 100%. And now that's down to 52% now. So that's down about 48% from its all-time high. And even if you look at something like Coinbase, which is the largest fiat to crypto on-ramp system company in the U.S. at least, that is down. You can look at the interest there. That's down. The all-time high there was kind of similar to Bitcoin. That was between December 17th and December 23rd. And now that's down all the way to 22. So that's down 78%. Now, you might look at this and say, like, oh, wow, we're screwed. Like, we're in trouble if nobody is interested in Bitcoin. If nobody's interested in cryptocurrency, like, what are we going to do? There's not new people buying. You know, we're going to be in trouble. Now, one thing I will say to that is now is not a fun time to talk about crypto for the most part. You know, you're not going to your family and friends and saying, hey guys, what's up? I've been throwing my money into this crypto thing and it's turned out super well. Like, I've been throwing my money in crypto. It's turned out, you know, really, really well. And now, I'm down 50% from like a week ago. You know, I put in 100 grand and now I'm down to $50,000, and you should invest in crypto too. Most people aren't saying that. When you talk to your friends, it's when you're bragging, or when you're talking to your family, it's back in late January, December, when you're like, yeah, I got in September, I put in 10 grand and now it's worth $50,000. What's up? And your friends are like, oh, you did? I'm going to open up this Coinbase account and buy Bitcoin at $19,000 because I'm going to do that too. And then here's what happens from there. Your friend buys Bitcoin at $19,000. Bitcoin drops from $19,000 to $10,000. And they say, hey, screw this stuff. I don't like this cryptocurrency thing. I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I'm out. Cut my losses. This crypto thing is silly. I'm out. I would say this to that. number one, it's terrible if you bought at the all-time high. It's a really, really rough go around. So numero uno, that's a rough go around. But I've definitely been there where I purchased at the all-time highs, and I've seen these cycles happen before. And I always go back to kind of one of the first big, massive, I think, like mainstream media driven bull runs of the crypto market back late 2013, November, December 2013, January 2014, where Bitcoin and the crypto markets went from being worth $1 billion in total to $15 billion. They went up 15x in the course of a month or two, and then they pulled back and they sat down for a long time, like multiple years. And the people that actually stayed interested and continued to learn and continued on the grind during those low times, that is the individuals who are now very well off financially and doing well personally. So that's one thing that I think you want to, you really want to keep in mind, as even if this pullback continues, the time to really be interested, it's the same thing as anything else. And when you're looking at charts, the time to buy is not when something is going through the roof. The time to evaluate and to buy is when it's down here. And you can kind of say the same thing for these Google trend charts as well, where you're looking at this and everybody is interested at the peak. Everybody's freaking out around Christmas time, around Thanksgiving, when all their family members coming back and telling them how rich they got and all this stuff, and then they get in at the very top. Right now, I think, is a fantastic time to still be interested, because you have an opportunity to buy these cryptocurrencies at massive discounts to what they were trading at 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Now, that's not to say they won't go lower, but human nature right now is telling you, hey, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to care about it. I might be losing money. I'm not having a good time. Don't keep that in mind, and don't use that type of approach. You should be as interested as ever right now, even if you're not crushing it, because if you get disinterested, if you remove yourself from the game, from these opportunities, it's going to be tough, and then you're going to find yourself buying back in maybe a month from now, maybe 6 months from now, maybe in a year from now, back when you see this Coinbase trend at 100% again. So on on-chain FX, one other additional trend that I'm looking at right now is the cryptocurrencies, the crypto assets that are holding up well in this bear market and that haven't gotten hit as hard as some of the other ones. And right now, two of the most interesting ones, at least in my opinion, are both Ethereum and NEO. And both of them are platform plays. Ethereum is the second best performing cryptocurrency in terms of the percentage down from all-time high. Populous is listed as number one on on-chain FX, but Ethereum is only down 23% from its all-time high that it established 18 days ago. NEO is down 26% from its all-time high that it established 16 days ago. Now, one thing that I think is kind of fascinating to me is the trend of the next Ethereum, or the Ethereum killer. Now, there's a lot of platforms out there. There are numerous, whether it's Ethereum, whether it's NEO, whether it's Cardano, Lisk, Quantum, or Qtum, however you want to call it, EOS. There's so many. Stellar Lumens. There are so many platform plays out there. But the two of the most valuable ones right now are Ethereum and NEO, and both of them, Ethereum has always had the most ICOs. Ethereum basically invented the concept of the ICO, and Ethereum has the most ICOs that have occurred on the platform and continue to occur on their platform. NEO has had a very nice run in price lately, and a lot of that, in my opinion, has been due to the number of companies that have been launching on the NEO platform. When you have a platform, a lot of the utility, a lot of the benefit of that platform is actually having companies building distributed applications or dApps on the platform. The more companies that are building on your platform, ultimately the more There's other things that go into it, but ultimately the more valuable the platform is going to be. You can see that with Ethereum. There's the most companies, most individuals building on top of the Ethereum platform, launching companies, launching products, launching ERC-20 tokens. NEO has had a fantastic run as of late because companies are ICOing on the NEO platform. Now, there are a couple other platforms that are slowly starting to gain some steam in terms of getting companies to ICO, whether it's Stellar Lumens being one, or Stratus being another one. There are a couple different platforms that have started to gain one or two small ICOs here and there, and that's something that is a trend that I am keeping an eye on, and I would definitely recommend you keeping an eye on as well, because if you're looking for the next platform play, a lot of it up to this point has been mostly theoretical. For the most part, people have said, hey, I like this platform because they can do X amount of throughput per minute. They're more scalable than Bitcoin, or they're more scalable than Ethereum. They can do more transactions per second. They have a governance layer, or whatever it might be. But once that starts getting put into practice, and once these companies start launching and creating applications on these platforms, that tends to, at least in my opinion, be a pretty big price driver. You could see that with NEO moving forward. And I'm keeping an eye on what platforms are going to start gaining ICOs onto their, you know, getting ICOs to launch, and if they could potentially take any market share from Ethereum. You have Ethereum is a $107 billion cryptocurrency, whereas NEO is less than $10 billion. You have EOS and Lisk and Qtum and Stellar Lumens and Stratus. Those are all significantly worth less than Ethereum. And if they can take a tiny sliver of Ethereum's market share, that could be an interesting play from an investment standpoint. Now, I am not making any moves on that yet, but I am starting to do research. And it is something that, you know, you kind of have to keep your finger on the pulse. You got to stay on Reddit. You got to stay on Twitter. You have to ask people, hey, you know, are there any ICOs happening on this? Start searching around and seeing what you might find, because I think that could potentially be a very interesting investment thesis, and that's something that's made a lot of individuals money when it came down to investing in NEO. Now, another thing that I thought was pretty interesting is how well the decentralized exchanges have held their value in this bear market as well, with 0x only down 30% from the all-time highs and Kyber down 32%. I personally have a holding of 0x. I don't have Kyber, but I am a fan of Kyber, and I think that the more bad news that happens with these exchanges, whether it's exchange hacks or whether it is the whole Bitfinex Tether thing, the use case for decentralized exchanges gets stronger and stronger and stronger every day. Now, there are still plenty of issues with decentralized exchanges, whether it comes down to smart contracts, whether it comes down to potential DNS hacks like you saw with EtherDelta. There's a lot of potential issues with decentralized exchanges, don't get me wrong. However, when I look at it, the use case or the potential of decentralized exchanges gets really interesting as more and more bad things happen to these exchanges, to the centralized exchanges, because they're such an easy choke point for regulation. They're such an easy honeypot for hackers. So that's something that I'm really keeping an eye on, and I'm kind of getting more and more heavily weighted into decentralized exchanges as time goes and becoming a bigger fan, because I think that they could potentially have a really important impact on the investment space. Now, outside of that, if you are new to the channel by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour. So if you'd like to join for that, would love to have you hit that subscribe button and the notify bell. If you have been around the channel, I really do appreciate everything, you know, all the comments, the questions, all the interaction. It's been fantastic. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you so much for taking the time to listen on iTunes or whatever you might be listening to as well. Always appreciate those ratings and reviews that you folks have provided. It means the world to me. So thank you so much for that. Outside of that, definitely keeping an eye on just kind of the overall happenings right now. Market can't really decide too much one way or another, so I'm keeping an eye as closely as possible on everything moving and taking time during this uncertain period to just double down on research, because in times like this when the market is not doing well, it's easy to panic, it's easy to freak yourself out a little bit. When things aren't going to plan, a lot of times I just put in more work into research and try to do more diligence. So I'm set up for success when the market does rebound. But thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.